Alrighty, what's going on, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of the Trent Corville Show. I am him. I greatly appreciate everybody joining me here on this beautiful day. I need to start with a simple statement. That statement is, fire Dan Mullen. I've seen enough, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen enough. I was watching on my laptop computer the Samford, not Stanford, okay? Not the beautiful school out in beautiful California, NoCal or whatever they call it. Absolutely gorgeous out there, probably my favorite place on the earth. Not Stanford, not the smart school. Samford, an FCS program, okay? And I look at the score, and I don't believe it. I'm saying, okay, clearly ESPN Plus, they're having some technical issues, because it can't be 28-14 Samford leading in the first quarter. That can't happen. I said, this is not a real thing that's going on right now. There's a tight end for Samford who clearly runs a 5.5 40. This guy is slower than Peyton Manning, no doubt about it. He's breaking tackles, he's breaking Florida Gator athlete ankles and running into the end zone. It's 42-35 at halftime. Right then and there, the athletic department of the University of Florida should have gone on the field and pulled Dan Mullen by his ears out of that football game, because it was an embarrassing state of affairs. The Florida Gators are sitting at 4-6, two SEC wins on the season. Is that acceptable to any Gators out there? Is that acceptable to the SEC in general, having one of their top programs, a premier college program, be so bad at football? What are you doing to the program, Dan Mullen? That's what I want to know. What happened from the time where Florida Gators, Kyle Trask, Kyle Pitts, Kadarius Toney, and the boys win in football games? What happens? Marco Wilson throws a shoe 30 yards downfield against LSU. We lose that football game. All of a sudden, we lose three straight. And then the next season, what are we looking at now? We're looking at a 4-6 season. So as a Florida Gator fan, as an SEC fan in general, we do not tolerate this kind of performance. And so I'm saying it very clearly, fire Dan Mullen. I'm sick of this guy. Go be a coordinator, go be an analyst at Alabama for a couple years, learn from Nick Saban, and move on from the Florida Gators, because newsflash, pal, we don't want you. And the guy that I want is at Oregon right now, Mario Cristobal. I want him. Give me Mario Cristobal for the Florida Gators. Apparently rumors are coming out that Miami's putting money together to get Mario Cristobal. Of course. Go to Miami, who hasn't been anything for the last 20 years since the U came around, since all, you know, Ed Reed and the boys came around. Let's go down there, Mario Cristobal. Let's not go to a premier program. And you know why he's not going to a premier program? Because Dan Mullen is ruining the program day by day. Florida State is getting better recruits than Florida right now. Miami is getting better recruits than Florida right now. I'm enraged about this. Dan Mullen needs to be fired. I feel like he's trying to, you know, take the program down from within. If the Florida Gators lose to Florida State in the rivalry game, I will go outside of Dan Mullen's house and chant fire Dan Mullen until I lose my voice. That's the end of my Florida rant. We got a preview, okay? We're going into week 12 of the college football season. We need to take a look at the playoffs. We need to take a look at conference championships, because ultimately, whoever wins their conference championship has a really good shot at making the college football playoff. Now, there's a couple of instances where that might not happen, like the ACC right now. Nobody in the ACC is going to make the college football playoff because of strength of schedule. If Clemson's not good in the ACC, nobody's getting in the ACC. And I love Wake Forest. I love Sam Hartman. He's a phenomenal quarterback. But at the same time, a 1-2 loss Wake Forest team is not sniffing the college football playoff. And good reason, because if they do get put up against a Georgia, against an Alabama, against an Ohio State, that'll be incredibly embarrassing for the franchise, and it'll look bad for the ACC. So they're not going to get in. But I want to get into a couple other conferences that have big shots at making it. Obviously, the SEC. Right now, Georgia is the odds-on favorite to win the SEC championship at minus 200. More than likely, they will play Alabama. We got to look at the Iron Bowl, though. Now, everybody was talking about Auburn, Alabama. This is going to be the game. Alabama's going down this year. Iron Bowl is going to be with the War Eagles. Well, now they lose Bo Nix, the Auburn Tigers. He now is having ankle surgery. So basically, that's a lock for Alabama to win that. They'll get into the SEC championship. But then there's a bigger conversation to be had. Because if Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game, does a two-loss Alabama team get in ahead of a one-loss Big Ten team? Does a two-loss Alabama team get ahead of an undefeated Cincinnati, who, by the way, no chance. It ain't happening this year. There's too much parity for Cincinnati to be in the playoff. But right now, if Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC championship, they will be out. If they win, Georgia has one loss, Alabama has one loss, both of them are getting in automatically. Now we have some open space, so let's move to the Big Ten. Big Ten right now, Ohio State is the odds-on favorite to win the conference championship. This might be a hot take, but right now I think Ohio State's the best team in the country. Over Georgia right now, Georgia's defense, absolutely phenomenal, sure. But when you look at strength of schedule, right, Georgia had one of the easiest schedules throughout the entire season. But what I'm saying is Ohio State's played a tougher schedule throughout the season. Kind of similar, but at the same time, I think it's been a little bit more difficult for Ohio State. Georgia's blown out every team they've played. So that looks phenomenal on paper. It does. But when you look at the games, all right, they beat Arkansas. They beat Tennessee. They beat Kentucky. All right, cool. Ohio State, they got Michigan State coming up this weekend. They've beat Purdue. They've beat Nebraska. They've beat Minnesota. You know, good football teams. They've beaten really good football teams. I don't consider Tennessee a good football team. I don't consider Arkansas a good football team. So that's why I say, especially with the offense that Ohio State has, C.J. Stroud, best quarterback in college football. I like him for the Heisman, by the way. He is at plus 300 right now. But Ohio State odds on favorite to win. Michigan plus 500. Remember, Ohio State and Michigan still have to play each other. That's going to be happening in the next couple weeks. Ohio State and Michigan State will be playing this weekend. I'm very excited for that. Michigan State right now plus 4,000 to win the Big Ten championship. Look, if Michigan State beats Ohio State this weekend, it would be very hard to keep that team out because they beat Michigan. Michigan State beat Michigan, but at the same time, guess who's ahead of Michigan State in the college football playoff rankings right now? Michigan. And apparently, you know, Gary Barta and the playoff committee, they say, oh, head-to-head matchups matter. Well, do they? Because now you have Oregon ranked ahead of Ohio State. Oregon beat Ohio State in the second game of the season, but you have Michigan at 6 and Michigan State at 7. They played each other and Michigan lost. How are we gauging? What's the most important thing you're looking for? And apparently, you know, he had a press conference after and said the stats add up to Michigan being a better football team. But Michigan State beat them pretty handily, too, at the end of it. They came back, you know, they were down 14, end up beating them by 4. I mean, it was a great football game, but that just confuses me. Like, if Michigan State beats Ohio State this weekend, there's a huge conversation to be had. Huge conversation to be had. Michigan State has to be in. They have to, because then they'll go to the Big Ten Championship and they'll play either Wisconsin or Iowa. Both those teams stink, okay? The Big Ten West is horrible. They are a bad conference. The Big Ten East, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, and Purdue. Wow. That's a very good division right there as far as the Big Ten goes. So this one's going to be interesting to watch. Wisconsin right now plus 600 to win the Big Ten Championship. But we'll move on. The Big 12. So obviously over the weekend, Oklahoma loses in horrible fashion to the Baylor Bears. And apparently rumors are swirling, obviously, about Lincoln Riley. LSU potentially offered him an 8-year, $96 million contract, which would be $12.5 million a year. By far the highest paid coach in college football. It's going to be interesting to see if he leaves, because remember, Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC. So now Lincoln Riley, if he leaves Oklahoma, that team's coming again in a couple years. And now, do I think Oklahoma and Texas will be competitive in the SEC? Absolutely not. It's going to take a long time for them to be competitive unless they recruit better defenses. If you don't have, perfect example, look at the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, their defense is winning them football games because nobody can move the football. Anybody can run all up and down Oklahoma. Anybody can run up and down on Texas. And Texas, I mean, what are they, 4-6 now? 5-5 right now? Steve Sarkisian and them, they are not playing good football right now. But the Big 12 championship odds, Oklahoma is still the favorite at plus 125. I like this next one, Oklahoma State at plus 150. I think Oklahoma State, they have the best defense by far in the Big 12. They look really good on paper. They're going to be playing each other in the next couple weeks, so we're going to have to see how that plays out. But if Oklahoma State wins, and then they go on to win the Big 12 championship, If Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma or Baylor in the Big 12 championship, they have to be in. Yeah, so the Big 12 right now, I mean, it's up in shambles, obviously. Baylor's got one loss. Oklahoma State's got one loss. Now Oklahoma has one loss, and that's why you're seeing plus money on all the odds. Plus money meaning plus 125. You'll gain money if you potentially put that on. I'm not a betting man, wink, wink. So if you did put money on it, you would get more than you put it, if that makes any sense. So I'll move on. But Oklahoma State, I love them right now. I think they'll beat Oklahoma handily, especially the way Baylor played against Oklahoma. But whoever wins the Big 12 championship, if they have a one loss, mark my words, they're going to be either 4 or 5. I just don't see Cincinnati getting in. They can't get in, but I'll move on. Pac-12 right now, Oregon, minus 120. Utah, minus 110. Crazy to me. The number three team in the country, Oregon and Utah are playing each other this weekend. Utah, 3-point favorite over the Oregon Ducks. The number three team in the country. So are they really the number three team in the country if Utah, an unranked team, is ahead of them? How is that possible? How is that possible? And especially, like, I look at the committee, I'm like, Ohio State is such a better football team than Oregon, and it's not even close. That game was a fluke. It was very clear. The defense is playing much better football right now. If head-to-head matters, or excuse me, if head-to-head doesn't matter, which it clearly doesn't when it comes to Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State would be in the number three spot. But Oregon and Utah would be playing this weekend. If Oregon loses, they're out. No Pac-12 team is going to get in unless they're undefeated or with one loss. That's just how it goes. Same with the ACC. Only team that can get in is Clemson. It's the only team because of strength of schedule. But that's going to be interesting to watch Oregon and Utah. That's huge playoff implications, much like Michigan State, Ohio State this weekend. But I want to look at some of the odds for the teams kind of outside the bubble or potentially might not make it into the college football playoff. We will start with Cincinnati. Cincinnati right now plus 320 to make the college football playoff. So that means right now it's not looking good for them to get in. I thought these odds were going to be a little bit lower, but look, Cincinnati, I mean, close win against a 1-7 or 1-8 now Navy team, close win against Tulsa, close win against Tulane. Are we really saying that this team's the fifth best team in the country? You're a group of five school. That's it. You can't compete with the big dogs. Sure, you beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame. I'm so sick, by the way, of hearing about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. There's no way they're getting in the college football playoff. They lost to a group of five school. That's all you need to know. If they do sneak into the college football playoff, you know this whole system's rigged. Notre Dame's not a great football team. They can't compete. Put Notre Dame in the college football playoff against the Georgia Bulldogs. Please, just do it. Just do it for my entertainment, because I'll take the over in that. Georgia will score 60. Notre Dame will maybe get 2 touchdowns. That's it. And quite honestly, if I'm looking at the college football playoff, more than happy if there are 2 Big Ten teams and 2 SEC teams in the college football playoff, because that means more competitive football, and that's what we want. But I will move on. Michigan right now, plus 250 to make the college football playoff. So the committee right now is thinking, all right, there's a chance they're going to have to beat Ohio State. If they don't beat Ohio State, newsflash, by the way, Jim Harbaugh, 0-7 against Ohio State. That's why I think, quite honestly, he should be out of there. He's 3-4 against Michigan State and 0-7 against Ohio State. The two most important games in Michigan Wolverine history every single year, he's 3-11 in those games? That's ridiculous. How can this guy still be coaching and you're like, oh, this is the year? But at the end of the day, the Bulldogs are going to be the Bulldogs. The Crimson Tide are going to be the Crimson Tide. And that's all you need to know. Michigan State right now, plus 1,300 to make the college football playoff. Isn't that crazy? So hypothetically, if you took that right now and Michigan State beats Ohio State, whoa, you're living good, because they will definitely make it into the Big Ten championship and more than likely will beat Iowa or Wisconsin. And Oregon right now, plus 250 to make the college football playoff. You know, the number this weekend with Oregon, Utah really scares me. 3 points favoring Utah. It's basically begging to take Oregon. Take Oregon. They're a better team. And that's why that I do not know what I'm going to do. Yes, I would love if Utah beat Oregon so we can just get the Pac-12 out of the playoff. Get them out now. Get them out now, because it's going to be ugly come January, come December. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly real quick when the Crimson Tide put their hand in the dirt against the Oregon Ducks. Let's move on real quick to the national championship odds. Georgia right now minus 125 to win the national championship. Side note, back in July, I came on this exact program and said the Georgia Bulldogs were going to win the national championship. I said that. Do I have the crystal ball, they ask? I might have it. If we're looking at my picks over the year on the Scott Hamilton Show on ESPN 98.9 in Charleston, I'm 58% on the year. I'm 35-30. Now, granted, I was better. The last 3 weeks have been rough. A lot of games have been shifting. I don't like the lines on any of them, but I digress and move on. Georgia minus 125. Ohio State plus 350. Alabama at plus 450. Oregon plus 3,000, Michigan plus 5,000, and Cincinnati plus 6,000. I feel like all these sports books with Cincinnati are just giving these numbers out like, all right, we're still going to give them a chance. If Cincinnati gets in the college football playoff, like the committee's just, you know, laying down their sword. They're like, all right, fine, we'll put them in. And that's the worst thing you can possibly do to college football is be like, okay, fine. They've won all their games. They beat Notre Dame. They almost lost to Navy, by the way. They almost lose to Tulsa, by the way. So those games don't matter, right? When Cincinnati gives up 20 points to Navy and they only scored 24, that doesn't matter. Tulane, you know, comes down to the wire, that doesn't matter either. I'm confused. They're not the fifth team in the country. They're not the 10th team in the country. They're top 25, sure, but I wouldn't put them up there with Wake Forest. I wouldn't put them up there with Oklahoma State, with Michigan State. They're ranked higher than Michigan State and Michigan. Imagine if they played right now. If that Michigan defense lit up that offensive line of Cincinnati, Desmond Ridder, Mel Kiper, obviously, already chirping about these quarterbacks in the draft. Look, Matt Corral, good quarterback. Malik Willis, fine. Kenny Pickett, overhyped as all get out. The draft this year with quarterbacks is horrible. It's one of the worst I've ever seen. Like, Matt Corral was good, but think about it. He's 190 pounds. He's 6'1". He's got to put on a ton of weight. He's got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger because he will die in the NFL. Newsflash, I say it all the time. What league is it? The men's league. It's the men's league, all right? These are the big boys. These guys, their job, they get paid millions of dollars to kill you. Hey, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to come across this line and I'm going to put your face in the dirt. Sorry. That's what I'm being told to do by the ownership, unfortunately. So I don't like the quarterbacks, but I like, you know, Georgia to win it all. But if Ohio State stays this hot, you know, and CJ Stroud really hits its stride, Georgia hasn't seen an offense like Ohio State yet. Not even close. Ohio State's first in yards per game. They're like third in scoring. CJ Stroud has the best completion percentage out of every Ohio State quarterback and continue to bring the narrative that Ohio State quarterbacks can't work out in the NFL. CJ Stroud is going to be a baller. We're clearly seeing Justin Fields get taken down from within by the Chicago Bears franchise. But at the same time, he's having these glimpses where we're like, oh, that's why. That's why we respect this guy, because he can move, he can throw the football very well, same with CJ Stroud. I mean, those odds are great for Ohio State. I don't think Alabama wins. No chance Oregon or Michigan beats Georgia. So right now, I think comes down to Georgia and Ohio State. Who's the better football team in my eyes? Ohio State right now. But look, people, all I got to say about this is that let's get Cincinnati out of here. Let's already wipe that away. Let's take the Big 12 out of here and let the real conferences play football. Simple. Pac-12 has been a real conference before. They've tried to do it. But when you come down to the south and you go up north when it's a little cold, things are a little different around here. When you got boys who grew up in Mississippi, all right, you got boys who grew up in Alabama and Louisiana playing on these football teams, it's real. It's different than out there. It is. And a lot of people see that. Like, DJ Uiagalelei is seeing that right now at Clemson. Hey, it's different. It's different than Cali ball. Like, it's a little different. I know the ACC is not great, but he felt it when he played Georgia. He felt it that first game. He said, whoa, this ain't Notre Dame. This ain't Boston College. This is real deal. This is real football. The guys I'm staring at right now on this defensive line are all going to the NFL. All of them are going to be wreaking havoc on offensive lines in the NFL for many years to come. You look at Alabama, the exact same way. All going to be there. Ohio State, their offense, all going to be there. All of them. And so right now, I mean, this is one of the more fun college football seasons I've ever seen, quite honestly. But I can't give, you know, an honest prediction of who will win because we've seen so much parity. We've seen Alabama lose, almost lose twice. We've seen Ohio State lose early. We've seen Georgia just dominate. We've seen Oregon lose. So it's very hard to gauge. But at the end of the day, it's college football. We absolutely love it. And we're inching closer to the end. We're inching closer to the four-team playoff, which will hopefully be 8 teams or 12 teams in the coming years. But right now, this is what we got. I greatly appreciate everybody joining me here on this program today. Make sure you do a couple things for me before we get out of here. Subscribe to the podcast, that really helps us out. Give us a 5-star rating and be a friend, see a friend, tell a friend, share it with a friend. And more importantly, every day from 9 a.m. until 12, I'm on the Scott Hamilton Show. That's on ESPN 98.9, CharlestonSportsRadio.com, and the ESPN 98.9 app in the App Store or Google Play. Again, I greatly appreciate all of you beautiful people, and I will see you next Thursday. Peace and love.